Thanks for being a friend. I love you. Welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. I don't know, as catchphrases go, it's a little generic. Thanks for being a friend. I love you. I don't know. It sounded okay coming off the tongue. Maybe it could stick. Thanks to Steven Soccerman for that catchphrase. I don't know. Thanks for being a friend. I love you. Welcome to Comedy. I can't see myself saying it every week. Sorry, Steven. The hunt continues. For the rest of you, welcome to Comedy Bang Bang. This is an exciting show. My name is Scott Aukerman. Coming up a little later, we have a relationship expert. That is very exciting. I know a lot of you are in relationships. A lot of you maybe want to be in a relationship. I wonder if they're an expert on getting into a relationship or whether the expertise starts the minute the relationship starts. We'll find out all of these questions when they're on. We also have the producer of an exciting new TV show called Rankings coming up. But first, why don't we get to our guest of honor, as we say it, in pole position. Coming up in A Block, he is one of America's greatest stand-up comedians. He has a new special that was filmed of his Broadway show called Just For Us. It comes on this Saturday on HBO. And this is HBO proper. This isn't just on Max. This is HBO proper getting a Saturday night slot. Very exciting. Please welcome for the first time Alex Edelman.
Thank you so much for having me. Yeah, it's nice that they named a streaming service after my grandfather, but I really did want my grandfather on my...
Your grandfather was HBO Go?
No, my grandfather was Peacock, actually, but it was really... No, my grandfather on my father's side, Max. My grandfather on my mother's side, Herschel Yitzchak, and I don't think Herschel Yitzchak will be streaming at all.
You should start a service just as that. I think that would be very funny.
It's just Yentl again and again and again. See Yentl on Herschel.
Yentl, Scott hasn't seen. You should do that show while you're in town.
It's a really good show.
I wanted to see it. Papa, can you hear me, right?
Papa, can you hear me? I mean, it's so funny. I remember seeing it going, oh, that's my exact sexuality. Is Barbara Streisand dressed up like
meaning she is, she embodies what your sexuality is, or you find that attractive?
I find that attractive and it embodies my sexuality,
So you're a Yentl looking for Yentl.
I'm a Yentl. That's what my classified ads say. Yentl seeking
classified
Yentl.
Ads?
Yeah, wait, that's not what I meant. Yeah, but also, yes, what I meant. No, classified ads. People used to classified put ads in the paper with blank seeking blank.
Yeah, exactly. Well, welcome to the show. It's great to have you. Will this surprise you to know that I watched your special? I'm a professional podcaster. I do these things. When someone's going to be on the show, I sit down and I watch this special. And here I did. And by the way, 90 minutes. We've had some real 90-minute specials these days.
That's true.
These are mainly the Broadway shows. We had Jacqueline Novak on doing her...
Well, Jacqueline was off Broadway, if you want to be certain.
Really?
Yes. No. It's a very... The Colin Quinn used to... I think Colin Quinn's was 70 minutes. But yeah, it was 90 minutes.
90 minutes. And it flew by. It's very, very funny. And I tell you, I watched it in an hour-long slot that I had to watch this thing. I'm like, this can't be over an hour. And I had an hour before I had to go pick up my baby. And and then I saw it was 90 minutes. I'm like, oh, man, this is going to be tight. This is going to be a tight squeeze. But I turned it on. And after the hour, I was like, I want to pause this thing to take care of my responsibilities. But it was so gripping. I had to know what happened.
You have to know if they kill me at the end, the Nazis.
Exactly. And you're here. Of course, they didn't kill you. Yeah. But it was so gripping. Such an interesting story. I want you to tell. By the way, I just abandoned my responsibilities. And I said I was going out for some cigarettes. And I just finished watching your special. Tell everyone what it's about, because it's a fascinating story.
I guess it's a comedy special, but there's a story at the center of it. I went to this meeting of white nationalists in Queens, and eventually, after about as long as the special is, somebody went, sorry, but this guy's a Jew. And I'm like, yeah, I'm a Jew. And so that's what the show is about. And there's a resultant argument, and they're not, you know, they weren't thrilled by the discovery.
They weren't thrilled.
Yeah. They're like, what's your grandfather's name? And I'm like, Herschel Yitzchak. No, I was kidding.
What's your favorite streaming service?
I was like, Paramount Plus. No, I'm just kidding. It's Max, obviously, and contractually. But it's really been amazing. They weren't thrilled by it.
They weren't not thrilled by it.
No, there was a conversation. I think it did prove the point from earlier in the meeting where someone was like, Jews are sneaky and they're everywhere. And I was like, well, I mean, the right, it seems like the wrong time to argue with this gentleman.
It is a fascinating story. It starts sort of with you tweeting something, which gains the attention of a certain section of, you know, that a website now? It's called X.com.
I still call it Twitter.
Yeah, X.com, where approximately 50% of the tweets are pussy in bio. Now, you tweeted something, right? And then what happened?
And then I got into a little sort of argument rabbit hole around anti-Semitism, and I sort of found the... It used to be
which
that anti-Semitism didn't run. I mean, I'm a pro-Semite, I'd like to say. I'm more pro-Semitic than the average bear, but I have my moments. Okay, it used to be that anti-Semitism didn't run like an open sewer through the street. It used to be you had to go down one level or two levels, and now it's just the de rigueur. But I found all of these, this sort of corner of Twitter that was full of anti-Semites conversing with each other. And I made a list of these anti-Semites. And then eventually one thing led to another, which is how all things go. But one thing led to another. And I saw a message that said, if you have questions about your whiteness, come to XY, you know, this place at this time. And I was like, well, I'm an Ashkenazi Jew and I have questions about my whiteness and I'm free tomorrow at 9:15. So I went to this thing and sat there listening, which is rare for me, and that was the impetus.
And the whole story goes on, and then it goes into your background and your family and a lot of and you know, unlike, you know, some one person shows where you go and you're like, I mean, it was funny for a one person show. This is like a real comedy. It's like 90 minutes of like packed jokes and everything.
I've been working the show for like 6 years, even though I took some massive breaks, like some huge breaks. Because I was celebrating a pandemic, but
wait, were you?
I was observing the pandemic. Not
so. You're an observant Jew.
I'm a COVIDian. I'm a devout COVIDian. I'm a branch COVIDian. Yeah. Were you going for that too?
I was going for that too. You got there before me, but I appreciate it.
Oh my god. But I took some long breaks. I've been working the show for so long, so every little corner of it has been thoroughly turned over, and there are lots of, and it changes a little bit every night. Sometimes it's 5 minutes longer than it was the night before, and sometimes it's, you know, a few minutes.
What happened? Why is it 5 minutes longer?
I'm
are you going
hungry.
Slower, or no. you you thought of a new thing to say?
I thought of a new thing, and I have a one in, one out policy that was instituted by my nice director,
Alex Timber, right?
Alex did the special.
He did the special. Sorry.
Alex,
who directed the actual...
A really lovely guy named Adam Brace, who passed away.
That's right. I saw that at the end of the special. What happened with this? You dedicated to him, and you say that you made it together.
Yeah.
Are you okay to talk about this?
Sure. I mean, he was my best friend for 11 years, and he lived in England. He ran this theater in London called the Soho Theater on Dean Street, which is a really amazing place. And it's where my work kind of started, and Adam and I worked on this show. This was our third show. And then Adam, sorry for anyone listening for whom this is a bit heavy, but yeah, he had a stroke and sadly passed away about 3 weeks before we started on Broadway. So Broadway was very...
Right. Yeah,
so that was a little sweet. Tough. But, you know, a lot of my, not to be mawkish, but lots of my very nice friends, comedy friends and theater friends and college friends stepped in, people who run for-profit colleges stepped in to sort of make sure that I didn't collapse all the time. And Alex Timbers, who is like, Timbers has done a lot of really crazy stuff. Like Timbers directed.
He did Gutenberg recently.
He did all of Mulaney stuff. He did Oh Hello. He did American Utopia. He's like a he understands theater and comedy really well, and that weird little intersection between them. He's really, 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 really gifted. And so he was the only person who could sort of step in after Adam passed away, and he did and elevated it, you know, to a much better place and made it Broadway appropriate. And then
What was the one in, one out policy, though?
That you the one in, one out policy is, you know, the funny thing is comedians are so trained to go for the jokes, like the Branch Comedian thing. And we're so trained to, like, chase the ball, bouncing ball of a possible joke. But by the way, I think probably improvisers and sketch comics definitely have a better understanding of this, but sometimes the joke that you find is so not worth the momentum that you sapped through the scene or through the story. And so Adam would like to curtail my stand-up instinct sometimes and encourage me to think a little more narratively. So it'd be like, no tangents on a tangent. Stop adding jokes. The tags that you're putting on top of this are ruining your... He would call them barnacles. He was like, no barnacles. So if I riff something, it means I take out a little joke later on. Right. It means I, like, cut out a... So that...
Part of the tangent that you're already on, maybe, that you try to cut it down so you're... Yeah.
Yeah, the show has some bits that... Sometimes I'm not quite sure. I'm not quite sure if whether or not things could... whether or not, like... Like, I see on your bookshelf, Frank Sinatra Has a Cold, this, like, great Gay Talese piece. And it's peppered with all these, like, really great details about Sinatra. Like... Sinatra, no one knew Sinatra had a wig, and Gay Talese was like, here's the lady who carries his wigs. She gets paid $400 a week to carry his wigs. And sometimes I'm like, well, all these details give you a really good picture of Sinatra, but the story, like, it's a balance between adding little details that add color and the story that you're trying to communicate as you move through a 90-minute thing while a guy is trying to look after his baby. So you have to be really, really cautious of all of the stuff that you're adding.
Well, I was enraptured by it. I found myself, and me approaching it as someone who, you know, works in the narrative field sometimes, I could tell when you were like, oh, okay, this is a way to get into his material about his family or whatever. But I never felt like it was kind of like getting in the way of the story that you were telling. I was always like, oh, this is necessary information in order to enhance the story you were
telling. That was Mike Birbiglia, who produced the show in New York. He heard about it in 2020, and he was like, I'd like to have a look at it. So he put it up, and I invited everybody I'd ever met to this one show at the Lortel, and it was like a hometown show. Everyone was really nice. And then afterwards, Birbiglia was like, B-. I was like, B-, like the best show I've ever done. He
but was that,
like,
that was Birbiglia, though. Birbiglia minus.
Yeah, yeah. That means it's,
that
the,
means
best
it's the best that you can do.
I think Birbiglia minus is like, wow, I could make such a mean joke by putting anyone's name in there. Like, think of all of the comedians that you could think of that do stories or something. Birbiglia minus would be blank, but that's such a, I'm definitely not going to say their name. Or, no, I'm not going to say their name.
Okay, but, this is tempting for you, though, I know.
It's so tempting. It's not, I'm letting the bouncing ball run, go into the street instead of chasing after it. But yeah, Birbiglia was like, it needs to all belong. All the bits that you do. And I was like, well, that bit kills. And he's like, well, shut up. It doesn't belong. Like, take all it right. out. Please, please, trust me.
Will you do another special where it's all the bits that you cut out of it that are just random bits and stuff?
I mean, I'll probably write them down and look at them and see what they all have in common and try to do another thing. My next show is going to be about Israel and Palestine. So it's going to be, yeah, your eyebrows just went up real there. Yeah. What a natural field for comedy. What a natural minefield for comedy. But yeah, I think that'll probably be my next show, so I don't know how much stuff I have. Well, that's, be like, ice cream is weird.
You're working on that now. I know you just closed. You did the final performances in L.A. just a few days ago, right?
Yeah, which is really crazy to do. But, I mean, it's the end of... Someone sat down and did the math the other day, and we've done like 550 shows over.
Wow.
So that's a long time.
Well, I mean, you know, we've done 850 or so Comedy Bang Bangs, but I know. Maybe someday we'll get there. But
I thought you've done 850 with Paul F. Tompkins alone.
Probably. Feels like
every
that
time
sometimes.
I listen in, I'm like, oh, there's Paul F. Tompkins. Oh, it's Paul F. Tompkins. Is he a permanent guy? Oh, no, it's Paul F. Tompkins.
Well, that unfortunately, he's not here. He'll be here for Wet Day, though. He'll be here next week.
No way.
Yeah. Wet Day's coming up. Are you going to celebrate? Or
yeah.
Yeah. What are you doing day. For it?
Oh, you know.
Let me ask you this. How wet are you prepared to get on Wet Day?
Ugh, the wettest. I'm constantly saying, I just wish it was wetter.
Yeah. Well, I mean, this is your opportunity. Wet Day comes but once a year, my friend, April 10th. But, you know, we'll be celebrating it next week here on Comedy Bang Bang.
Yeah, what are you going to do for it?
There's Wet Day traditions. We don't get too far into it on the episodes that aren't devoted to it, but there are Wet Day traditions. There's Wet Day carols, of course, Wet Ass Pussy, primarily amongst them. We'll get into this next week, but I'm glad to hear you're on board and you're going to be celebrating.
So you know what? I've always, growing up, my dad was always like, hey, what are you doing for, you know, are you observing Wet Day? You're going to go to synagogue for it? And so, no, usually I just sort of observe at home, but it's nice. It's such a wonderful communal, such a wonderful communal event.
Well, it's a time that everyone can be wet together. And I'm glad to hear it's crossing over into the religious sector as well.
Oh, I've always thought it was
a secular holiday, but.
Really? I always thought it was very important. It's, you know.
Wow. By the way, you have a great section in your special about celebrating Christmas one particular year.
Yeah,
that was making me LOL, I guess.
It's my favorite part of the special.
Is it really?
Yeah, yeah. My family had Christmas for this lady who was not Jewish and didn't have anywhere to go. And because my mom said so, we had Christmas, even though my dad really didn't want it.
He was very, very upset about it.
He was, but he's sort of the hero of the story. He sort of comes back around and it's like a really nice...
Yeah, it's a great ending to
and
it.
And by the way, not to be real life, but the woman who we had Christmas for, who I haven't seen since I was 7 years old, came to see the show at the Kennedy Center
two weeks ago. Really?
And when I saw her, I was like, I said, I hope you like that story. And she burst into tears.
Oh, my God. And that's so
like,
sweet.
Yeah, I was like, is it okay? And she's like, I love it. I remember you guys. Do you remember this, that? And as soon as she was telling me all the memories, they all sort of came, you know, flowing back. So it's very
that's
nice.
Great. Actually, that was a hanging thread I wanted to ask you about whether you still kept in touch with her. So that's great to hear that she came to see the show.
You know, I did that story on This American Life. And my mom, her one thing was like, you have to change her name from Kate to Kelly. And I was like, okay. So I changed her name. And then that woman reached out and got in touch with my mom.
Hey,
and my mom was like,
it's Kate.
Exactly. But my mom was like, oh, I wish I hadn't asked you to change it. So in the special, it is indeed.
Did she
Kate.
Think that maybe you didn't get her name right? Or
I think she thought maybe the next year we had it for the exact same situation. We're just taking in troubled Christians.
All with a K initial at the beginning of their name. Well, it's a great special. Again, I was couldn't stop it. Had to see how it ended just for us. It's out on HBO this Saturday. We have to take a break, Alex, if that's all right. But we have a couple of great guests. We have a relationship expert. We have the producer of this new TV show, Rankings. Have you seen Rankings?
Oh, yeah. It's one of my favorite shows.
Oh,
I mean,
great.
I'm glad that they, you know, not a lot of people know that the WB is still
it's still a thing. Oh, yeah.
And Werner J. Fraw. But like, yeah, it's a fantastic show. I can't believe that he's here.
Yeah, okay. Well, I haven't seen it at all, but I'm glad to hear that Michigan J. Frog is somehow involved in this. But we need to take a break when we get back. We're going to have more Alex Edelman. We're going to have a relationship expert and a producer of the TV show Rankings, which apparently is on the WB. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang. Alex Edelman is here. Just for Us comes out this Saturday on HBO. I would suggest watching it when it's on HBO proper. You know, I mean, there's nothing like just watching it live. Just fuck it, we'll do it live, Bill O'Reilly style. You gonna have viewing parties and stuff like that, or have you seen it enough?
I think there is going to be a viewing party at some point, but I don't know if I'm gonna go. I think I've seen it. Although here's the thing, I've never seen it.
You've never seen it? What, you weren't there in the editing room?
I was in the editing room, but I've only seen it in little bits. And whenever anyone's like, watch it down it for confidence checks, it was like, I've seen it in chunks. I want to see it live so bad.
Yeah.
This guy in South Africa wanted to option it to do as a play. And I was like, 1,000%, but I have to be able to, I want to be able to come see it.
Meaning he wanted to perform it. Oh, that's so interesting.
Once it went to Broadway, people started asking me all sorts of play questions. Like it was a real play. And I was like, or I mean, like it is a play, but people were like, is there an intermission? I was like, no. And they're like, well, I guess it's getting published as a play somewhere.
Oh, that's interesting.
So, yeah.
You know, the state did a play a long time ago, and my wife was in, like, a bunch of her friends just decided, this is before we knew anyone in, or I guess maybe I was doing it at the time, but before we knew anyone, her and her friends decided to put up this play that they wrote as kind of a joke, And like, it was so thrilling. A bunch of the members of the Joe Lutrullio was there in the audience. This is before I knew Joe and all that kind of stuff.
God.
It was like, they were just like, we wrote this play as kind of a joke thing, but then a bunch of just randos are doing it. That would be so interesting to have like random people doing your jokes.
That would be for some like South African guy to be like, I was born in Boston, you know, I'm from a really racist part of Boston called Boston. I'd be like, and especially because he's doing it in a Kiwi accent, apparently. But
yeah, I'm not quite sure.
Yeah, I don't know that.
Well, it's time to get to our next guest. They're a relationship expert. This is very exciting. Please welcome to the show, Misty Civic.
Hi, Scott. Thanks so much for having me.
Hi, it's our pleasure. This is Alex.
Hi, Alex.
Hi, Misty.
Have you seen Alex's show?
I haven't, but I'm really excited to check it out.
Well, it's on HBO. It's the home box office. It comes to you, to your home.
Oh, sounds sexy.
No box office required, although I guess you could set up one in your living room if you wanted, like have a ticket taker there or something like that.
Oh, I love having extra people in my room.
You know, really?
I mean? Yeah.
Oh, that's fun. Do you have roommates?
I do. I have a couple of roommates.
Oh,
yeah.
Great.
I'm looking to get rid of them for a long-term thing, but right now it's nice to just have more people.
For like a long-term lease or what do you?
You know, some sort of a relationship. I'd love to get into one.
Oh, I see. You're trying to. Oh, wait. You're not in a relationship yourself?
Oh, no. I'm not in one, but I am an expert.
Oh, okay. Well, let's talk about relationships.
Let's do it.
Alex mentioned he used to be in a relationship with a Canadian British person. Does that what does that sound like to you?
Well, I guess first, Alex, I'd want to ask you, what was the spiciest thing you ever did in the bedroom?
Well,
are you comfortable with talking about this?
I mean, sure. Like, okay, we did have a fondness for jalapeno poppers.
So went literal with that. I like it.
No, I mean, like, they were poppers that smelled, that had a distinct whiff, drug that had a distinct whiff of jalapeno.
Interesting. So you would use those to get high while you had sex?
Yes, absolutely.
Okay, interesting.
Oh, wow. I don't even know if you need my help. Well, listen, if you ever really want to spice it up, get a partner, put them right in front of you, take your little pinky finger, and just trace the word porridge across the back of their neck. Oh. Just see what that does.
But that's such a long word. How do you?
Yeah, but isn't it sexy?
Is that with one R or is that two? I think that's two R.
As a resident expert in the UK, I think it's two. It's a lot of, that's so much. That's so much a word for, why porridge?
Tell me what you think of when you think of porridge.
A thin gruel?
Maybe the musical Oliver?
I'm getting hot just talking about it, you guys.
You're getting hot talking about a thin gruel in the musical Oliver?
I mean, sure.
I guess so.
Is this one of those things where your kinks are very abstract?
I don't know. We can keep talking about it and you can see what you think.
So if I throw a thing at you, will you tell me if it's a kink or not?
Yeah, I'm happy to play this game.
Sure.
Let's do it.
The work of Mark Rothko?
Ooh, gosh, all that red kink.
Okay,
fantastic. Wow. So this is, we're playing kink or no kink
right now?
Do we have a theme song for this? Or not
maybe.
Quite sure.
I have no idea.
All right, I got one for you, Alex.
Yes.
Whispering an obituary in someone's ear.
I mean, whispering is sexy, but obituaries are sad unless it's someone who's really, really been awful. So if it's like
someone saying that they're a celebration of life, so it should get you a little more like, yes, we're alive. Let's do this.
Yeah, I think that's actually right. I think it depends how good the obituary is, and it depends how long the obituary is. Like if it's a notable person who's died, I think halfway through Prince's obituary, you're just like, Jesus.
Yeah, I mean, he went into the studio almost every day.
Yes,
he made music every day, be it live in concert or in the studio. How can you keep track of something like this in one obituary?
An extremely prolific person. So yeah, it depends how prolific and depends how sad and depends how bad the person is.
So, yes?
Yes,
yeah.
I would say yes. If I had
qualified
to.
Yes, it sounds like.
Yes.
So these are the types of tips you give, is tips like in the bedroom of how to spice things up?
You know, I can give you tips on anything relationship related. So, for instance, if you're looking to find someone, I've got a lot of that stuff too. For instance, say you're at a party and you just really want to figure out who in the room is sort of your vibe. Look down at your nipples and wherever they're pointing, that's the person for you.
Oh,
interesting.
Okay. What if they point in different directions?
Yeah, mine are usually pointing towards the floor.
Well, it doesn't mean you only have to have one partner.
Oh, that's really...
Oh, okay.
Can I ask you a question that's a tiny bit rude?
Yeah.
Why aren't you in a relationship? But if you are, I guess it's
a relationship doesn't necessarily make someone feel whole.
It would make me feel whole.
It would, though. Okay, I see.
It would definitely.
And have you been in relationships
whole.
Before?
Yeah, a little bit.
How little?
They haven't lasted a super long time, but I'm just trying to sort of take my own advice and go from there. You know what I mean?
What's your longest relationship? A
couple weeks.
A couple weeks. That's not how old are you? Do you mind me asking?
I'm 38.
And how much do you weigh?
I weigh 180.
Whoa! Whoa.
My God. 100 what now?
195 pounds.
195. So just five short of $2.
Yeah.
195. Okay. But slightly less on a wet day.
Oh, yeah. Don't weigh yourself on wet day, man. The scales are going to be out of whack.
No, the Jell-O will definitely add a couple pounds.
So you only a couple of weeks for a relationship. I mean, that it doesn't sound like you have enough experience to really be a qualified expert on this topic.
Oh, I mean, my theories have worked for a lot of people, so I'm not worried about that at all.
Well, do you think that that theories are different depending on who applies them? Do you have a bespoke theory, or do you have more universal principles that you broadly apply across the spectrum of people?
I think if you're really specific, then it's universal. You know what I mean?
I guess, yeah, I mean, that applies to comedy as well as, you know.
I suppose. I'm just wondering, what are you looking for in a relationship?
Honestly, just a warm body.
Okay, so you have very low standards.
Low standard. And it's got to be warm? Like, how warm are we talking? Room temperature or body temperature?
Just enough to prove that you're alive and there's blood. Yeah.
Okay, what happened in your last relationship that broke it up?
Gosh, I mean, we had a really tough time with a situation at the beach.
A situation at the beach.
What, like D-Day? Like, what do you mean?
Yeah, well, that's a bad situation at a beach. Probably the worst thing to ever happen on a beach, I'll tell you that much.
There's a DiCaprio Madonna movie you should see.
Oh, that's true.
Yeah, I mean, I think sometimes, you know, I get a little too emotionally attached too quickly. Mm. And so I try to let my advice be a little more, based on just hot, sexy things. You know what I mean?
Yeah. Are you generally good in the bedroom? Let me ask you this. Have you ever had sex?
You know, Scott, gosh, I've had sex with...
This is for all of my guests, by the way. This is a new question for 2024. Alex, have you ever had sex?
I mean, once.
Good. All right, good for you.
I mean...
All right. So have you had, I guess, as they say, done the deed?
I've had sex with the idea of having sex. You know what I mean?
Okay, so you haven't had sex.
Oh, my gosh.
Not personally.
Not personally.
Wait, why would you style yourself as an expert? It must only bring you pain.
Have you ever looked at the biographies of a lot of these experts?
I'm not into reading obituaries, biographies about experts.
I thought you were into reading obituaries.
I mean, it's not something I do for fun. I do it for work.
Yeah. And sex.
Oh, can't get them on the show. I booked the show by crossing people off the list. Yeah.
So, Alex, I want to know one more thing.
Okay, but I'm starting to doubt your bona fides.
Well, what is it that you're looking for? What do you feel like you're missing in your relationships these days?
It'd be nice to date a virgin who...
A virgin who's
really into the idea of having... idea of having sex and only wants a warm body. So do you know anyone like that?
You have pretty low standards too.
Yeah, no. What am I looking for in a relationship?
Other than the virgin part,
yeah,
that's a little harder to get.
I was talking specifically about the relationship.
That was the point of the bit. Yeah,
what am I looking for?
I could hook you guys up, and honestly, like, if you go out tonight and you want to go on a second date, we'll pay for it.
Oh, that's fantastic. Yeah. Comedy Bang Bang. Boy, In-N-Out on Comedy Bang Bang. The burger place, not there.
Yeah. You ever get those In-N-Out stickers that say In-N-Out Burger, and then you take off the B and the R, and you're like, In-N-Out Urge.
No, never until, not until tonight.
Tonight, yep. Right before your show?
Right before my show. I honestly, what am I looking for in a relationship? It'd be nice to sort of, I have a bunch of things that I'd like. I'd like a kind, weirdo genius who also...
Supermodel?
No, not a supermodel. It would be nice if they were, if I found them very attractive. But I just want someone who is nice and extremely strange, and also very smart and capable. And sometimes those things clash with each
Good
other.
Good with money?
Don't go into stereotypes with me, you goddamn
hey, hold
you.
On, hold on.
Yeah, wow. It's like I'm back in the meeting already.
Come on, Jesus I didn't Christ. Mean it that way.
Oh, good with money. Why? Because I'm
That's
Jewish?
That's not coded it'd language.
Nice. It'd be nice if they were Jewish. That'd be
That's
nice.
That's not what I was getting at.
I think it was. I mean, J'accuse.
But would it be Scott the Ackerman? Worst thing?
Would it be the worst thing? Listen to him. And this is the guy who hung out with Obama. Another. God, it's like being in a room with Bill Ayers. I can't believe this.
Someone that you won't marry and have bad credit, like you see on Love is Blind all the time.
I don't really care about their credit rating. Like, who?
You don't care about a credit rating until suddenly you're dragged down by it.
What is this, an ad for Credit Karma on your podcast?
Jeez. By the way, we have a new sponsor, Credit Karma. If you want good credit or bad credit, I'm not sure what Credit Karma does. They may give you worse credit. They may give you better credit. I don't know. Whatever it is, but sign up at creditkarma.com. If you guys are into each other, I mean, maybe we could hook something up here.
Well, actually, Alex, look down at your nipples.
Oh.
Yeah.
Okay. You tell me where those are pointing.
I mean, they are.
One's at me.
One's directly at Scott now.
One's pointing at Scott Ackerman. The other's pointing at the illustration of Conan O'Brien on the table. But I mean...
Yeah.
If I turn this way, it's pointing at you.
Scott, what do you think? Have you ever thought
now,
about dabbling?
Now his other one is no longer pointing at me, so I don't think that I'm involved in this anymore.
I think there might be something here. I'm feeling some hot sparks going on.
I don't know that I feel hot sparks as much as you're desperate, and it sounds like, Alex, you have issues in relationships. I don't know.
That's not true. I'm very easy to be in a relationship with.
In what way?
I'm extremely, like... I don't, all the fight has gone out of me.
You just let people just roll right over you?
1,000%. It is the easiest way to live. I have absolutely, I don't argue about small things and even big things. I'll be like, okay.
And the medium stuff, why bother?
Sure, which is how I wind up in a meeting of white nationals in Queens. Listen, if you really care that much about Louis Farrakhan, I will do whatever you want.
What are your politics? Are you guys agree on that? Do you need Alex to agree on that?
Yeah, what are your politics?
I don't need people to agree on politics. I try to stay pretty much out of it as much as possible.
Let me guess, you don't know anything about politics. Who's the president right now?
I'm looking at Obama behind your head, you know?
The ghost of Obama, by the way, has he died recently? Because his ghost is haunting the studio here.
Which is also one of the really hot things you're in the bed around. Just tell someone that you're a ghost.
Interesting. Yeah. Can you say a sexy boo?
You say
boo?
Interesting a lot.
Do I really? That's like, how interesting.
Interesting.
Of me. Can you say can you say a sexy boo for us?
Boo.
Wait.
It's halfway to like a boop boopy doop.
Why
like.
Why was that so infantile, that boo?
Boo.
Okay, well that's sounded more lumberjacky.
Yeah. It actually sounded like the final kind of expiration of a dying cancer
What's
patient
your spookiest boo, Scott?
My spookiest boo?
Or spookiest
my sexiest
boo.
Why, I don't know why we've crossed over into spookiest boo now, but all right, here we go. Boo! If you heard that coming from your bedroom at night, you'd, and you were alone, that'd freak you out, right?
I think it'd be pretty scary play, if you heard any boo come from your room and you thought you were alone.
Okay. So what's your point? I'm not quite sure. That your boo's fine?
My boo's just as spooky and sexy as yours is, Scott.
Okay. I wasn't judging it on a spookiness level.
Yeah.
Okay. So are you guys going to get together or what? We need to wrap up this segment.
Sure.
Come on. Have sex.
I'll see you at In-N-Out at 9:17 sharp.
All right. I'll tell you what I want to do. I want to wrap you up in saran wrap.
Oh, boy.
Until you can't feel a goddamn thing.
Okay, that does not sound good.
And then I just want
to... She wants to asphyxiate you?
I want to... No, just your chest, not your face, okay. Just your chest. And then I want to tickle those nipples. Hmm. And you won't be able to feel it.
I think you have a nipple fetish. And that's what's standing in your way? Like, what kind of nipples do you like? You like silver dollars?
Why,
you like pancakes?
Why is this happening? You had to end the segment. You had a perfect
I know, but I'm just, I'm sensing now that you're a nipple person.
I'm learning stuff about myself every day, Scott. It's okay. Possible.
Jesus. All right, well, we'll audition some nipples for you during the break. We'll trot out Alex's. We'll see which way these things are pointing. We have to take a break, though. When we come back, we have... The producer, now, Misty, have you seen this show? Have you seen Rankings?
Yeah, I've seen it.
Oh, it's fantastic.
Yeah.
I haven't seen it. I don't know what it is.
It's one of the hottest shows.
It's a hot show? Oh, okay, all right. Well, we have the producer of Rankings is here. We're going to have more from Misty Civic, the relationship. I don't even think I want to call you a relationship expert anymore, but you're a person. And also another person, Alex Edelman. We're going to have more with all of these people. We'll be right back with more Comedy Bang Bang after this. Comedy Bang Bang, we have Alex Edelman here. Just for Us is the special out on HBO this Saturday and also on Max, I would imagine, Sunday, right?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right afterwards.
Wow. You can watch it over and over again. Look, I laughed twice at one of the jokes in your special that you just said. You could watch it three times and laugh three times at every single joke.
Oh, gosh, I sure do hope so.
Triple the jokes. Put on three TVs and watch it simultaneously, and I bet you laugh three times as much.
I hope that's true. Jokes are always so much funnier the third time you hear them.
Yeah, I think so. We also have Misty Civic, who is a person...
relationship aficionado.
Yeah, aficionado is a great way to describe her. You're someone... I mean, you appreciate relationships, right?
I do. Yeah, I do. Scott, can I be honest with you?
Yeah, please.
Yeah, I...
Were you lying your entire segment?
Yeah.
Oh,
yeah.
No. What's going on?
Just looking for someone. I'm just really looking for someone.
Oh, that was clear.
Oh, you got that?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. No, that was good. No, I know you're not a relationship expert.
Oh,
did you come on the show thinking if you pretended to be a relationship expert, you would like pick up dudes or something?
You know, they say fake it till you make it, Scott. And yeah. So I was just trying to sort of be the thing that I thought would help me in my own life.
Dress for the job you want.
Exactly.
Yeah.
And you see me. I've never been in a tighter dress in my life.
I know. Yeah. You're 195 pounds.
Yeah. Just fucking strapped so tight in this bitch, you know?
I'm off the market, so I have no opinion on what you look
I'm not
like,
interested in you, Scott. I'm not at all.
Shit,
he's got a nice gender-neutral baby.
Hold on. You're not interested in me?
No.
Like, you should be so fucking
lucky.
No,
you're not my type. You're not my type. It's nothing against you.
We all know your type. What's your type?
You said warm body.
Exactly. I can just tell he's not my type.
Fuck you.
Ugh, Scott, I'm sorry. God. Please don't take it personally. Please.
How can you not take it personally? I don't like you as a person or find you attractive as a person.
This is just, you're just layering it on right now. You know, I already failed here, right? I already failed. I tried to be something. I tried
to
be
a failure.
This expert. Yeah.
And to hear that you don't find me attractive?
Not at all. It's
either of you two would be lucky to be in a relationship with me. You'd have the best one of your lives. I'll tell you that much.
High bar for both of us.
I'd be so much better than that Canadian British person.
Excuse me, she's a delight.
I'm sure she's great, but I'd be better.
Well, we'll see about that, won't we? Actually, we won't. Halloween. What do you mean we'll see about that? I said that totally seriously, as if you and I are going to start.
No, we're not going to hook up after the show.
I don't think so.
But if you wanted to, I would be very flattered.
Well,
and same to you.
You would?
Misty Civic.
Even though I've already said that I don't want to, you'd still be interested?
No, I would not be interested, but I would be flattered is what I'm trying to say.
But you wouldn't do it, but you'd be flattered.
I would say, you know what? The old boy still got it. But apparently I lost it because you're not interested.
I mean, I guess I could be. I'm lost. I'm lost, Scott.
Okay, I'm not trying to broker this or hook it up. I'm just trying to say, should you be interested, I would be flattered.
And I would do it.
We wouldn't do it. I want to make that clear.
That's right. I said I wouldn't do it.
No. I want you to do it.
Yeah, I said I wouldn't do it.
I
don't want to do it. I already said I didn't want to do it.
Alex, can you mediate this, please?
I'm so far out of where we are right now, just completely. Listen.
I'm trying to hook you guys up, by the way.
You're doing a great job.
Leave me out of this.
You're doing a great job here.
Alex, you can do better.
I know.
I think we all could do better. Yeah.
Well, I'm so tempted to take your hand and be like, it's going to be okay.
Maybe you can give me some advice.
Oh, that's okay. What I would do is I would not do the Saran wrap thing. And
don't do the porridge thing.
All right, let me tell you something. I have been reading all of this from Cosmo.
Yeah,
single thing that I have suggested.
Those
comes
articles
straight from
were
Cosmo.
Pretty regressive. And...
Wait, is it Cosmopolitan or is this Cosmo Kramer?
Cosmopolitan.
Oh, okay.
The magazine.
I don't know if Kramer started a magazine.
Oh my God.
It sounds like one of the things he would do. He made that coffee table book.
You're gonna find what you're gonna find what you're looking for. You know why?
Why?
Statistics. You're absolutely going
statistics
to,
are not on my side.
There's someone out there for everyone.
On your side. 38-year-old woman, you're in the prime of your life biologically.
Don Lemon wouldn't agree with that, but you
that's
know.
Oh, that's right. Well,
put that mic up by your, so by your mouth, Alex.
Okay, so don't. I wouldn't go for Don Lemon, but you know, I think you're gonna
don't go for Don Lemon.
Don't go for Don Lemon. But other than that, there are plenty of fishies out there for you to.
You'll get someone, even if it's not Alex. Maybe it'll be our next guest.
Oh. Okay.
Yeah, I you know, I'm going to ask the same question of our next guest. You know, what his age is, how much he weighs. But it's time to get to him. He is the producer of a TV show called Rankings. Please welcome for the first time on the show, Roger Matthews.
Hi, Scott. Thanks for having me.
Hi, my pleasure. This is Alex. This is Misty Civic.
Yeah, I've enjoyed the show so far. It's been a lot of fun.
Thanks for coming in. It's great to meet you. First of all, how old are you and how much do you weigh?
Well, I'm 55. I weigh 175 pounds.
Oh, a little less than Missy over here.
Okay.
Well, just pointing it out.
Yeah, I'm not used to being with performers, but I just produced a show called Rankings, and I'm glad to hear you guys have seen it. We've only been on the air for a couple of weeks now.
I have not. I haven't even heard of it.
It's on the WB, which is now streaming on Showtime, which is now on Paramount Plus until it's part of HBO.
Okay, cool. So you go to Paramount Plus, which leads you over to Showtime.
No, you have to go to enter WB through first. Showtime, and it'll take you to Paramount Plus, and then you go to the WB.
Then you go to the WB
from
there. Which
is soon to be on HBO, which is part of HBO Max if you
got it.
Have HBO.
If you have HBO. If you don't have HBO, then I guess you're out of luck.
No. Then you can go on Roku and go to Pluto TV on Roku and sling it on over.
Gotcha.
To Peacock, unless you have Apple. Then you can go just immediately to the Amazon, you
gotcha.
search
on. So go through Apple to Amazon, then search for.
Well, not Amazon Prime, just right. Amazon where you buy products.
Right,
and you
right,
go
right.
under shoes and socks.
Oh, okay.
Boys.
Okay, I don't know that I want to enter these these particular.
You
search
asked
items.
How to get into it if okay, you don't have Showtime.
Okay, I just I'm saying I don't I'm not going to watch the show now. I'm not going to be entering where do I buy little boy's socks, okay, into Amazon or anything.
You don't
okay?
know where? It's not like aren't you a parent?
Okay, but I don't have a little boy.
No, it's all right? a non-binary
they
child.
They have different socks for girls?
I don't know. I think so, because they're pink and shit. I have no idea.
That is extremely gendered of you.
All I do is I go in the store, and I go into the section.
You learn nothing from Barbie?
There was this great monologue in Barbie. Did you see this thing?
Not yet.
Can you do it, Scott? Can you do a monologue?
Yeah, I mean, I don't remember like the exact wording. I'm just going to paraphrase, but it's like, man, it's so tough being a woman because it's like people just are like mean to you and shit.
Exactly.
And yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. It's great, man. You got to see Barbie, Alex.
Yeah.
I know you've been busy doing your show off Broadway. Or no, I'm sorry, on Broadway. I don't mean to.
I hear nice things about it.
Yeah, you got to see
it. On our show Rankings, Barbie ranked as one of the top 10 Oscar movies of the year.
Oh, wow. You know, it did on the Oscars, too.
Yeah.
It's
weird when it syncs up.
What was number one?
It's a real fun show.
What was number one?
Yeah.
What's that?
What was number one? What got ranked as number one?
Zone of Interest.
Oh, really? Interesting. Because the number one turned out to be Oppenheimer for...
Sorry,
what?
What's happening?
Is there an animal in the studio? What...
I'm sorry. I didn't know if you heard that. That's my stomach growling a little bit.
Oh.
That
your stomach growls exactly like a Bengal tiger.
Excuse
me?
The stomach is so loud. What did you say, Alex?
It sounds exactly like a Bengal tiger.
Are you roasting me?
I mean, no.
Is this the Comedy Central roast of Roger Matthews?
I mean, wow. It really, and it sounds like he's angry.
Well, I bet your stomach sounds like Liza Minnelli passing out in a bathroom.
Wow.
So...
Okay,
there. Can we just get on with this? I'm here to plug my show.
You're here to plug your show, but I just want to point out because that was the loudest stomach growl I think I've ever seen. It sounds like a wild animal. There, you're starting again. It sounds like I'm watching John Travolta in Wild Hogs or something.
Excuse me?
Can I?
Did they have Wild Hogs in that movie?
No, it was talking about motorcycles.
I mean, it sounds like...
How about be a host and say, would you like something to eat?
I don't have things to eat. People come on the show having ate. Having eaten. Having had eats.
I didn't know I was going on in the third act. I thought I was going to have...
Jesus Christ.
Able to have... I'm embarrassed, like too. I'm mortified about this.
It sounds like the thing that your stomach wants is a wildebeest.
Do you want some cottage cheese?
No.
What is it with you?
Wait, now you're picky about what you're going to eat?
I don't like cottage cheese.
Look, I don't either.
It looks like spoiled milk. It's
How about
gross.
Porridge?
I have cottage cheese and porridge in
she
my knapsack if you want.
Porridge is going to make me think of, after your conversation,
it's going to make you think of cum. Oh,
my gosh.
That's why I like it.
I look.
Do you have some steak?
Some steak?
Raw steak?
I didn't say raw steak.
You want me to cook you a steak?
That is so weird to say raw steak.
Well, I'm not
I ordered a hamburger at a restaurant, would the waiter go, raw hamburger? No, a hamburger.
I'm not going to cook you anything, dude.
I didn't ask you to. I thought you might have some leftover.
Some pre-cooked steak?
Yes.
I don't have that kind of like leftovers in my...
Can I have some ikura?
What is he? I don't even know
if it
what he
needs to be raw.
I have a Ziploc baggie of hot dogs.
That is so gross. I just asked for ikura.
Yeah, but your stomach sounds like Tony the Tiger.
Not saying it's great or any of the
English.
Not any of the English words.
And he says roar. He doesn't even growl.
Really?
Yeah.
But your stomach sounds like other fictional, like Shere Khan from The Jungle Book.
Okay, but he also speaks in English when you watch The Jungle Book.
Fine. How about Tigger?
You guys have no empathy.
None
of these tigers growl. They all joke around.
I'm empathetic, but honestly, like, this is getting in the way of your interview. I want to talk to you about this.
Ignore
show.
It. Don't
I can't
you ignore,
ignore
it usually?
No, I can't. It's so
when
fucking
when you're getting
loud.
A haircut and your hairstylist, their tummy growls, don't you ignore it?
But that's only because they're right behind me and my ear is next to their stomach. You're like 20 feet away from me right now.
Let's
and I can
try
hear
ignoring
this.
It. Anyway, my show rankings is a lot of fun. On the first episode, we ranked cities that are great for surfing throughout the United States.
What? Like, what's number one on the list?
I can't... This is... Dude, I cannot have this conversation with you.
Give me something to eat. Do you have duck?
Do I have duck?
Yes.
Like duck l'orange or something?
No, pate, something simple.
Look, it sounds like you have very fancy taste.
Of any more consistency than a porridge or an oatmeal.
I do have some Bam.
Okay, it sounds like
what
you just...
What is up with this?
I know,
redneck.
She likes low-class foods. I don't know. I mean, her standards of, like, men is so...
Listen.
Guys, that's my future girlfriend you're talking about.
Okay, do you have gazpacho?
Gazpacho?
Hot.
Hot? Gazpacho is cold. It's by definition, it's a cold soup.
It's like revenge.
So
you can't serve it hot.
Yeah. You wouldn't say, like, oh, can I have some cold revenge? It's the same thing as hot gazpacho.
Who am I ordering revenge from?
I don't know. Who was in that movie Revenge? Like if you go buy a ticket
Daniel
to that
Craig.
Movie Revenge? Yes, thank you.
What is going on? What is out?
It hears us. It hears us.
Can you at least put your stomach away? Can you angle your body so your stomach is like away from the mic or something?
I'm now realizing it's not upset about hunger as much as what you're saying.
Your stomach is upset at my interviewing style?
Yes.
Interview
in a more empathetic, calm manner.
Okay.
Have you ever tried empathy?
Look, some say I'm a sociopath. I don't know, but let me try. Let me see what I can do. First of all, I have to shout over it. Is that okay? I can't do that calmly, but... All right, look, Roger, I empathize with you being a producer of a show. I really want to know everything about the show. And, like, you know, was Malibu number one of surfing cities? Or... Now, this sounds like it's in slow motion.
It sounds like it's giving birth.
Okay.
I think it is calming down.
This is calming down?
Yes. It's not growling and angry.
Okay.
It sounds like it's actually
Do I hear crickets too? I think there are crickets in there as well. Did you eat a cricket earlier?
That is absurd.
Is your stomach
as if your stomach can't make more sounds than one at the same time.
I mean, it literally can't.
It literally can.
No, it can't. It comes in and out the same way. It's like insane. What's going on?
What? Please.
You saw the African savannah? Oh, there we go.
Okay, now I hear galloping.
Very clearly an elephant moving through the high grass.
What is up with? I didn't know I was going to get roasted on this show. That no matter
who hosts
what
rankings.
Move I make, I'm going to be. Oh, you're like some disgusting thing.
It's not disgusting to be an animal in the high grass. It's disgusting that you're.
I don't like the high grass implications.
You don't get high. Roger Matthews doesn't get high.
What the fuck was that?
What the fuck is that? Give me something to eat anyway.
Let's get him something to eat.
I have some pork rinds. Could we give him a baggie of pork rinds?
Can you just honestly give a complete rundown of what you have in your bag?
So yeah. Stop doling them out one at a time. Give us everything.
All right. I have a big bag of yeast, but I haven't made any bread out of it yet.
Okay. So just raw yeast?
Yeah, just a bag of raw yeast. I've got a thing of vegetables.
Can you talk louder?
I'm so sorry. Yeah. I've got a big baggie of vegetables, but they've been in there for a while.
Okay. So old vegetables.
I wouldn't recommend it to anyone.
Okay. Why do you still have them if you don't, if you wouldn't even recommend it?
Do you know how much energy it takes to go through a bag?
I just threw them out.
A purse? The thing I carry a lot of things in there.
It sounds like a song from Red.
How do you know you're not going to need it?
Is any of this calling out to the stampede in your lower intestinal tract?
It is calming me down a little bit.
No, it doesn't sound like it is at all.
Do you want some kefir?
It's a low growl now.
Some what burger?
Kefir.
Kefir?
Kefir.
Yogurt?
Yeah, kefir yogurt.
Do you have any of that yogurt that makes you poop? Maybe if you pooped. Have you tried pooping?
Do you mind?
If you pooped, Bagheera would come out.
I didn't think it was that kind of show, but do you mind?
I guess if you were to poop right here, maybe like a whole stampede would come out and then they'd be gone or something.
Do you mind if I take a shit
go
on
ahead.
Your show?
Go ahead.
Oh my God.
It's not the worst thing to ever happen
oh
on
my
the show.
God.
Go ahead.
Do you mind if I pull down my pants?
No, just
I
go.
Rude.
You have consent.
Consent. Consent.
I feel very rude right now.
It's okay. We'll watch you. Do you mind us watching you?
Can I have a napkin to put over my penis?
Okay. Here you go.
I don't
funny?
Have a full dining set here with steak and napkins.
Here you
I have
go.
A tissue. Here's a tissue.
Okay. Can you wet it a little so I can attach it to my penis?
All right. Let me just lick it. Okay.
No.
It's not wet day until next week. Oh.
I'm sorry, I thought you wanted me to lick your penis.
Wow, Scott.
Okay, look. We're
if
running.
You're raising a non-binary child in L.A., this is not...
enough with this. We're running out of time. Roger, we can't talk about your show, okay? But you want people to watch it.
Yeah. Just watch Roku on Peacock,
yeah,
and it'll kick you on over to the new Showtime that's on Paramount Plus.
All right,
coming out on HBO.
All right, Roger Matthews, we are running out of time, everyone. We only have time for one final feature on the show. That is, of course, a little something called plugs.
1, 2, 3, 4. Trump. Plug.
Oh, hey, nice and short. Thank you, God, that was so short. That was like 8 seconds. Thank you so much. That was Chug-a-Plug by Barnacle Joe. Thank you for stepping away from the mic, by the way. I appreciate that during the plugs theme.
Well, I'm shitting.
You're shitting now. Okay, sorry. How's it going over there?
Pretty good. It's a long one.
Okay. Oh, long in terms of amount of time spent on it? Or?
Oh, my God,
no.
Scott.
Short that way.
Okay, all right.
Long like a tapeworm.
All right. Well, sorry to make you plug while this is happening, Alex, but what do you want to plug here? Obviously, the special Just For Us is out this Saturday.
The special Just For Us is out this Saturday. I'm going to go on the road and do some new material in places like Providence or Bloomington, and then Netflix's Drug Festival May 11th. And also, if you haven't seen Band of Brothers in a while, it's pretty good.
All right, Band of Brothers with David Schwimmer as that asshole drill sergeant.
Tom Hardy's on it too.
Really?
Yeah.
Venom himself?
Venom himself, as is, I think, Tom Hiddleston or Michael Fassbender. Fassbender's on it.
Ah, the Fassbender. Love it. You say May 11th is your Netflix
May
is 11th
joke? Is my Netflix is a joke
the,
show.
You got and the I'm, Saturday slot. I got the Wednesday.
I'm excited. At the Wilshire Ebel Theater.
Oh, very good.
Ebel Wilshire.
Misty Civic, what do you want to plug here?
It's just Cosmopolitan Magazine. It's just, I feel like it can give people a lot of help if they need it. I know
like
it hasn't
it's
really
steering
helped me
you wrong.
Completely, but...
Are they still on newsstands and everything?
Yeah.
Or
yeah.
have they moved entirely online?
Wherever you get your magazines. And then there's actually a podcast, season three of a podcast called The Novelizers coming out, and that's a pretty good one.
Okay, The Novelizers. Mm-hmm. All right, well, we'll look out for that.
Yeah.
Should we bother with seasons one and two, or...
Nah, just start with three.
Just start with three whenever that comes out?
It focuses on the movie The Matrix, so if you ever heard of that one, it might be kind of a fun
listen for
you. I do
believe I read something for this.
I think you did, actually.
I think I did.
I think you did.
All right, didn't realize that you were a fan, but wonderful that I'm reaching audiences like yourself.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
All right. Roger Matthews, what do you want to plug here?
Well, I'd like to plug Improv for Humans. I forgot that's the easiest way to find my show. You don't have to go through all the other platforms. You don't have to look up Boy Socks.
So you just go right to the podcast Improv for Humans?
ImprovForHumans.com or Improv for Humans on any platform. It'll take you right to my show.
Oh, wow. Okay, so rankings can be seen on that. And Improv for Humans, obviously, has been a show for a long time now. I want to plug, Netflix is a joke festival. We got ours coming up on May 8th, probably.
Mm-hmm.
That's the Wednesday. I believe it's sold out, but we'll have some more news about the tour on Monday. So I want everyone to tune in on Monday and hear what our plans are. Before then, head over to cbbworld.com and you can get a lot of shows like the entire archive of this show, as well as ad-free episodes of this show, as well as shows like CBB Presents, which has things like Valimony Tony's Alimony Shoney. I may be saying some of those words in the wrong order. We have Hey Randy with Randy Snuts. We have Bill Walton Show. God, it's getting louder, isn't it? We have Bill Walton Show. We have... This book changed.
Oh, I see some gum underneath
my life,
the table.
Or, oh, you're going to try to eat the gum?
Have you? Might as well.
You've
Terrible
already taken
host.
Your shit and it didn't work.
Oh, it came out.
Well, oh, it didn't work to quell your stomach.
No,
but head over to cbbworld.com and you can get all of that stuff. And if you subscribe for a year, you get 2 months free. All right, let's close up the old plug bag. All right. Nice and short, too. I appreciate that. This honestly, your stomach kind of was additive to the remix.
Better than, yeah.
What? What did you say? All right. That was We're Gonna Plug by Brainworms. Thanks to Brainworms. If you have a plugs theme, head over to cbbworld.com/plugs, and you can be famous for a week. And Brainworms and Barnacle Joe, thanks to you guys. Guys. We're going to wrap up the show. Alex, a pleasure to meet you.
Thanks
I really
for
enjoyed
having
your special
me.
And now want to see your next one. Can you get it done by like next week or so?
May 11th, hopefully, God, about Israel and Palestine. It's going to be
All right, wonderful. And Misty Civic.
Yeah.
Apologies that it doesn't sound to me like Alex is going to take you up on this.
Yeah.
Maybe. No, Misty. Come on.
It's fine. You don't have to pretend. It's all good. I just got to figure out a new way to fake it till I make it. You know what I mean?
You know what, though? We didn't ask Roger Matthews. I just asked him his age and weight. Roger, are you single by any chance?
Are you saying, how could someone sleep with me at night?
No, Roger.
No.
He's being
no.
nice to you.
That's what you're saying.
I'm just saying, like...
You could have ended the show. You knew.
You're a guy who just took a shit in the middle of a room. Her standards...
See, I knew this was going to... I knew you were going to... hold this against me.
And her standards are she just wants a warm body. I think you guys could be a match.
I'm really not interested.
Wait, so out of everyone here,
I'm just not interested.
She wasn't interested in you either.
How are you comparing me to the guy who just shit in the middle of the floor?
I got some on the chair.
Okay, that's not a good thing. You're bragging about that. That's a mistake.
It'd be weird if it was to the side of the floor. It's exactly in the middle.
Okay, all right. Do you have any funny sound effects for us to take us out?
I don't have any sound effects. Okay. What about you? Yeah. You're the DJ.
I don't have any sound, but I just like, you know, I don't know. You got anything fun? Your stomach going to make a fun noise to kind of end the episode on, baby?
Oh, now you wanted to say something.
Oh, my God.
All right. We'll see you next time. Thanks. Bye. I'm